Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Bless you this morning, and we give you praise. Thank you for receiving our worship. And we ask that even as we journey together as your children in your word, that you will bless us and open our eyes to see new things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Please be seated. Now, I saw the need to teach on this subject. Praise God. I want us to rejoice. You seem to have made a covenant with God, you won't smile. So that's why I say we should rejoice. So rejoice this morning. Sometimes I say we should rejoice for the sake of one person. I'm wondering, what's happening? Because what I want to teach you, you can't learn in an atmosphere where there's no joy. I want to teach on the leverage of grace. The leverage of grace. Now, you should be excited at God's word. You know, one of the reasons why we must cultivate an attitude of excitement towards God's word, because each word that is taught and learnt is a new key you have. And the word works. Do you understand what I'm saying? The word works. Yeah. The word works. Praise God. And any church where the word is taught properly with excitement, the church is at the mercy of good listeners. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I can tell you that as a pastor, there are times that it's not really convenient to teach, but a good listener make it convenient all the time. Yeah, well, one of these days we might discuss about the way a good listener is. Praise God. Now, I like for us to turn our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter number, all right? Okay. Let's start from Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians 1. Now we start the reading from verse 1. Now Paul speaking. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all what? Spiritual blessings in what? In heavenly places in Christ. Alright? So what that means is, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, but the word heavenly places there is summed up in Christ. So it means the scripture can be well read as, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. You see, we don't have to get spooky about it. Now, he has blessed us. Say it again, God has blessed us. Say it loud and clear, God has blessed me. Now, before I take you a bit deeper into what we have in Christ, let me show you something simple. Psalms 1. Psalms 1. Say it again, God has blessed me. Say it emphatically, God has blessed me. Now look at it, Psalms chapter number 1. We read verse 1. Alright, now you've read that in King James. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. Alright, but the word blessed, there's the word. So when Bible says God has blessed you, it means you see that in Amplified, he has made you happy. That's one of the words there. Are you seeing the Amplified rendition? Happy. Fortunate. I think we dealt with this a while back. We'll look at what it means to be fortunate. Amen. Sometimes to understand the gravity of a word. Now, hold on. The standard that God has for humanity is not the standard in Nigeria. True? So, in bringing us to the point of the truth, you have to relate with the context of the reality of the person. Now, it is easier for a Nigerian to understand what it means to be unfortunate than to understand what it means to be fortunate. So if I tell you, you are so fortunate, you just think it as one of those things. But if I look at you and say, you are an unfortunate fellow. Ah! Do you understand? So if someone says, you are blessed. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. But someone says, I curse you. You know what that means? You will respond to the opposite because you understand it better. What you understand, you respond to. It means the same way people will respond to the word curse, with fear and all that, is the same way you should respond to the word blessed, with joy. I said again, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed you with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Yes. Amen. Now, someone says that he has blessed me with all spiritual blessings, but I'm still struggling for my house rent. I'm still struggling for this and that. Yeah. All right. Good news. The good news is that there is no meeting in heaven trying to figure out how you'll be blessed. The meeting has taken place. It's been concluded and you are blessed. So it means what you are asking for is a reality that is already in Christ in you. And that's the good news. And we must learn to take the word for what it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? Take the word for what it is. Say it again, God has blessed me. Amen. So if you are going to teach Nigerians, you have to teach from the antonyms. Sometimes, when you want to teach good things, you have to teach from the antonyms. But when you want to teach the one enemy from father, start from there, they understand. Say, come back by mood, they know that one. But say it again, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Now, in year 2017, I found a bailout in scripture. That was the year I knew I could, through the revelation of God to us, survive any adversity. And I found that secret in Hebrews 12. Speaking about Jesus, set for the joy that was set ahead of him. You see that? He endured the cross. You see? He despised the shame. For what? The joy. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Because that's the consciousness of the blessed. The consciousness of the blessed is, there might be many people around that we are at the same level that things does not seem to be working for. But for me, there is something set. That's the consciousness. So we are not miserable in hope. You see, hope can be dangerous if what you are hoping for is not coming. Yeah. You see, it can be dangerous. But in this case, it is. It is not just coming, it is here. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's it. And you must learn. If you can give me 20, I want to give you worst case scenario. Give me 20 cancer patients. Listen to what I'm about to show you. And we're going to get this done. Okay? Give me 20 cancer patients. Give me 20. They tell me, we sign a contract. We will not be distracted. We'll follow every instruction. We'll follow this and that. I signed a contract on God's word. If we lose anyone, hold me responsible. 20. Not one, not two. You see, the word works in all situations that is understood and applied correctly. Anywhere the word does not seem to be working, it's because somebody is not in rest. Somebody is not receiving it. Somebody is saying, now that it doesn't seem to be happening, what do I do? The word works. Amen. Say it again, God has blessed me. So what was the amplified rendition of that word blessed? All right. Let's look at it together. That word blessed used there means what? Happy. Fortunate. I've labored on that word fortunate. Amen. Say, God wants you to be happy. He does. Now, what do you need this morning to be happy? You don't understand. What do you need to be happy? Okay, it's in you, yeah. What do you need to be happy? Huh? What do you need to be happy this morning? 100K. To be happy. You get 100K this morning, you'll be very happy. I give you 100K this morning. I am not saying, hold on a minute. I'm not saying I'm going to think about, I'm saying that once I'm done, I give you 100,000. Now, what I just dealt with is religion. Now, listen. Joy is the one that you don't need physical things for. Happiness, you need physical things for it. You see, you just missed out on something. Yeah, you just missed out on something. 100,000. Chicken change. God wants you to be happy. I'm not going to ask the question again. Now, yeah. Now you get the drill. Someone could have, as I said, well, if I get a brand new Samsung phone, because God wants you to be happy, he says, son, go and get it done. Oh, yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say it again. God wants me to be happy.
God wants me to be happy.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Let me ask you again, what do you need to be happy? Now it's general now. What I'm trying to tell you is that part of the package of the blessing is, listen, is not, see, the blessing is not just God's ability to make you happy. It is God's willingness. A man can be able and not willing, but God is able and willing. Are you following what I'm saying? God is able and willing. And let me tell you, Praise God. Amen. You see, there are secrets are found. And even the devil can't bring me into lack. I say this with all humility. But sometimes I can't explain. Alright? But set your heart that you will be benevolent. Praise God. Now, you are going to... The moment... See, God wants to make everyone happy. Become an agent. Yeah. Alright. Become what? Learn to put smile on people's face. Do you understand what I'm saying? Become an agent. Spread happiness. I remember the one time I was working in a primary school. The proprietor or the owner of the school, as the case may be, sometimes walks to the school compound. Right, he was also teaching in a government school. And sometimes he just buys roasted corn. We are not babies. And he shares it. Now, the thing is that we could all afford that. But the fact that it is coming as a gift makes it precious. The fact that someone thought about us, that let me put a smile on this person's face. Do you understand what I'm saying? One of the ways, listen, I'm trying to teach you about the pathway of the blessing. I'm going somewhere. You want to see the hand of God so strong. You are a married person. And by the way, it's not just about men. Women too, listen. Alright? Learn to gift your partner things that are surprising. Do you understand what I'm saying? The guys like shawarma too, depending on what kind of guy. Do you have a witness? Huh? So I just they laugh. How many of you like shawarma? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, everybody. Really, Chasey, you would have. But listen. Listen. Never you think that your needs are carnal when they are not. Listen. I won't be one of these days. I'm going to bring one of my old diaries. 2011. I went on a retreat. Was it 2011? I think 2011. I went on a retreat because I had just one shoe. Now I look back and it felt so childish. But God never said it was childish. It is very likely that you're going to interpret God in the similitude of either the simplicity or the difficulty of your life. You see, I told one of my friends, I said, at some point, every Nigerian need to step out of this country to detoxify their mind. The life you are living is not the one God designed. Take it from me, okay? In country, Shewa, more. Listen. It is now so bad that people have found out that the videos that attract views online are the ones where you are slamming people, cut them down. You have not prayed for 15 hours. Your life has not started. You have I've seen things. I wanted to say some things, but so you don't feel maybe I'm trying to excuse laziness. You see, oh God help me. I trust you. I know you love God. So you hear from men like Kenneth Hagin, who said he has never done more than 3 days dry at a go. You see, one of the reasons why we have to dig and dig is because we have problem. The injuries that your heart has sustained, for life to flow from that same place, there is a need for longer hours for water to now even begin to say, okay, water is now coming. If everything is fine, cabman will yab you. If cabman doesn't yab you, waiter is angry. And everybody seems to have a measure of frustration. They want to share the load. You understand what I'm saying? Like they are this. And that's why, you see, the more God bless you, the more you leave the zone where frustration is distributed effortlessly. Yeah. You don't know. It's true. Let me say it again. The more God bless you, the more you leave the zone where frustration is distributed effortlessly. At the lowest plane, that's where everybody is angry with everybody. And I say this morning, God bless you. Yes. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Is it truth? Is it truth? I remember when my wife was in labor, about to have her daughter. And I drove. No, you had gone. No, I drove the first time you went there. I had to return back. No, the second time or something. The second time I drove you. So I was trying to park. So I think they were already taking her inside. Then I was amazed. Nurses were seated. Because emergency, we're just sitting, they may see. I got there once and spoke to them once. All the doctors came out. Pastor Lazarus, we didn't know it's you. What are you talking about? Is it not the same life? Okay, because it's me now. And we now had different doctors saying that, and actually, so I'm supposed to not be on duty tonight, but I'm here. Count me in charge of your wife. What are you talking about? Now, listen. There are three elements of dominion. All right? The first one is power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. But the second one is authority, exousia. All right? Power is to make things be. Authority is to speak it into place. But the third one is name. God will give you a good name.
Amen.
Yeah. Do you know there can be a blessing on your name? Yes. That anywhere your name is mentioned, it will be for something excellent. I shared the story in the devotion in the house yesterday. My wife shared this. I'm not sure she got how much this blessed me. Surfing through the net and seeing a real estate company, just got glued to it. This is beautiful. This is great. I love this. Keep checking. What's special? Why is this person so different? Only to find where our pastor, Pastor Chris Akilome, was giving an award. Usually it's partnership award. Alright? And now said, no wonder. Praise God. So it means, and I claim that when people see people doing well and they see that they are connected to me, they will say, no wonder. Yeah, no wonder. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God is about to shift you, sir. You must understand that. So there are different gospels flying around that Jesus Christ, part of what he has come to give us is no material blessing. What are you talking about? Let's leave what John said. Let's look at Revelation. Revelation 5. Now let me start the reading from verse 11. Amen. Before we read that, let me take you through a journey so you can now get it. Go back, please go back to Matthew 28, verse 18. Let me run you through a journey. Matthew 28, verse 18. Now look at it. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and where? In hell. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them and all that. Now you understand contextually that the word all power text talks about all possibilities. And the word go ye therefore, it's a form of power called the power of attorney. You, those of you who are lawyers, understand that. So he's saying that I have received this on your behalf. All right. And I'm sending you. Now you can understand that better if you will read the book of John. John chapter number 17. Praise God. John 17. Now let me jump so that let's go to John 17. Let's start the reading from verse 6. Now, Jesus speaking here said, I have manifested your name to the men which you gave me out of this world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever you have given me are of you. For I have given unto them the words which you gave me. They have received them, and have known surely that I come from you, and believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you have given me. For they are yours, and all mine, are yours, and all yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I am come to the Holy Father. Keep them, through your own name, whom you have given to me, that they may be one as we. Now, let's jump a bit. Now, verse 22. Let's read verse 22 together loud and clear. 1, 2, 3, go. Did you see that? Let's read it again. 1, 2, 3, go. Now, look up. If you want to understand in Christ's reality from the Gospels, read John 17. All right? Jesus was saying that the glory that you have given to me, I have given them. So what that means is, everything Jesus receives, he receives on behalf of the church. That's what he does. On behalf of the church. Look at Revelation 1 verse 18, quickly. Revelation 1 verse 18. Turn your Bibles there, quickly. Revelation 1 verse 18. Revelation 1 verse 18. Are you there? Now, let's read together after the count of three. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3, go. He has the key of what? Is it because he's dying again? But so that these things does not have dominion over his children. That's why. So, whatsoever Christ receives, he receives for the church. I said he receives for the church. And he delegates the same power to the church. Praise God. You see. Power has forms. There are different forms of power. To some, it's about muscular energy. You know, at the end of the day, it is the ability to get things done. Amen. But there are things that can, for instance, lifting this chair from point A to point B requires a level of force. Is that okay? Applied to it, all right, and then, all right, covering that measure of distance. But moving you from Nigeria to America, no matter the force, you can't get done. Requires money. So money becomes a form of power. True? Somebody is having a terminal illness. Bringing the person from the point of sickness to the point of death. Point A to point B. You don't need physical force to do that. Requires a power that is called healing. True?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that now?
Yes, sir.
You are trying to connect to the presidency for a contract. And I can make a phone call. And tomorrow you get a call to come to the Aso Rock. That's the form of power. That's the power of influence. True?
Huh?
You can be here and shout from now till next year. One decree from the government can shut your mouth, except God is the one who has sent you. What form of power is that? Political power. See, the church in, out of religion, have embraced only one form of power. Don't embrace one. Power is power. What did I say?
Power is power.
Say it again.
Power is
power. Say it again.
Power is power.
Now, having understood that, let's look at that Revelation chapter number 5 now. So you can see what you have. Revelation 5. We start reading from verse 11. Amen. Are you there now? 1, 2, 3, go. I beheld the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. Number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb to receive what?
Power.
To receive what?
Power.
To receive what?
Power.
And what?
Riches.
What's your problem? Because he's using riches in heaven for the church. Amen.
Amen.
To receive power and what?
Riches.
And what? Wisdom. And what? Strength. Listen to this. Listen. Listen. Money is useless if you don't have strength to live your life.
Oh,
yeah. Think that you shared a story with us of a very wealthy man. All right. He went to his house, saw different deep freezers for fish, for meat, for all those things. But the owner of everything, because of his medical condition, they said he could only take milk. In feeding bottle, milk. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, listen. Joshua fought to the point that he saw it was getting dark. He said, "Let the sun stand still. That is, I have started winning. Give me time to finish." Listen, you will have time.
Amen.
You will. Moses began his ministry at 80, but God gave him time. Never, listen, this simple thing I want to say, I have wept and wept before God, and see, don't die where you can live. And that's why you must choose who you give your ears to. Alright? I can tell you stuff. Don't die when you can live. Keep your ears glued to life and edification. You see, the same way a patient can receive radiotherapeutic treatment, alright, exposed to wavelengths of light that kills different things, is the same way the light of God's word can practically kill sickness. Ah. Oh yes. It can, it does. Sometimes even me, I'm amazed. Say a very simple prayer in meetings. Look at the number of people who are healed. You're amazed. The word works. If there's anyone who is not strong in their health, receive strength.
Amen.
You need strength. Don't climb a little hill. No, you need strength. Because you are going further. Not like I'm saying you'll be climbing this kind of staircase. You choose to use your strength for something bigger. Don't let spiritualize this thing. It's ungodly. Amen. If I want to finish you as you finish climbing, they say, take the mic and sing. There's nothing wrong with an elevator. Yeah. You see, in Africa, like I said, we need help. One time they brought an invention that can pound the yam. The man said it's not sweet. It's not sweet. Because the one that is sweet is the one that you boil the yam, you sweat, you pound for like 30 minutes. Then you eat for 5 minutes. In the name of Jesus, you will never be poor. Now, listen. I want to say a statement. Alright? But I'm going to move on from that statement. Each of these can become something I can dwell on and teach in series. But when you are ready, I will be back, okay? I know when you are ready. Now, hear me. Have you seen families where the yardstick they use for grading a good housewife is that when there are events in the house, the one who carry pepper on the head, going to go and fetch water, going, a guy who has that mentality as a way to grade you as a woman, I'm not saying don't marry him because I don't have any other one for you. But I'm saying, beware of that kind of guy. Because listen. The blessings of God changes rules. So, said that, this party, look at so and so person. Why are they just coming? Somebody will say, keep quiet. The cow people are trying to wash, they bought it. What they are saying is that when you start buying, negotiate. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because so that we'll be able to raise our girls differently. And when we teach them to know how to cook, it's for the right reasons. Don't behave as if you don't have a pastor. Some of you, no matter what I teach, it doesn't seem to enter here. You have mentality, you have guarded like the stone they used to cover the tomb of Lazarus. Roll away the stone. Let this light enter. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't stress God's girls. You are not married. Both of you are not married yet. He can collect them from you. God, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. If you say your own. Why angel is saying, I don't know. I say, support the Lord. That's a joke. Of say, are you see what Apostle Lazarus said? Let's be coming down, Nigeria. How dare you say angel says, support the Lord? It's a joke. It's a joke. Let's take it easy, okay? I would like better, sir. Praise God. Now, listen. Say with loud voice, what is the lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing? Listen. The one Abraham had was the one that came last. Blessing. All the sum total of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob is just in that one. Blessing. You see that we have not even exhausted that one for us to now move to glory. In what dispensation will we now enter riches? Because actually, if we arrange this thing, the last one is wisdom. Okay? If I say a bit about that, you might feel, what am I doing all my life? So, I don't like to beat people up with theology. Let's leave it for now. We'll get there. So all the Abraham, this thing is one out of seven. Yeah. That's like scoring 10 over 70. The Abrahamic blessing, as powerful as it is. But Christ came to say, listen. There's more. Six extra. And these things are leverage. Now, hear me. Because of sin and the fall of man, there is an undulated structure of the earth in terms of placement. In fact, it is now so serious that we have something called social stratification structure. And that's the structure we use to stratify men into classes, the middle class, the lower class, the upper class. And I think now we now have something more, the elite. You see? And sometimes, or oftentimes, God's plan for a person is to do things at the level of the elite, but the fellow has been given birth to in a lower class. And those that will be your colleagues in future were born by the elite. You will catch up. The provision for that is called grace. You see, grace is the G factor. And I'm not trying to use quotable quotes. I'm not a fan. I'm quite too serious. And I'm not saying those who use it are not serious, but I just like to. But this is the fact. Grace is the G factor in your own race. It's the God factor. Okay? Listen. When grace is speaking, nobody has truly overtaken you. Nobody has. Are you with me? That's grace for you. Nobody has. Maybe I'm going to ride the car. Relax. Stay with God. Follow his plan. When the hand of God came upon his servant, he outran the chariot of the king. He did. That's the best chariot. So, listen. You see, growing up, oh God, thank you for your help. Growing up, the kind of schools we attended, and this happened to many of you, particularly the guys. Let me expose your secret from my life. Many of you, the kind of words you heard in primary school, you didn't know you were fine until you got to secondary school and start seeing that some girls were admiring you. True? Then you formed a clique with those you feel are as fresh as yourself. Because it was just occurring to you. I'm fine. My secondary school, our clique. You can't enter. Break time. We have our own way of ironing our trousers. Yeah. We have our way of ironing our trousers. Our tie, we sag it. You get that? So our trousers, yeah. The way I walk, one time the entire school boys start walking like that. The principal said, I know that you are disciples of Lazarus. I said, I know. You will never see us making noise. No, we don't do that. See, soft guys. You see, we don't know make noise. But when it's break time, you buy your, just say, call a junior, come here. What's your name? My name is Junior. Come. Get, all right, 7 bottles of Mountain Dew or 7 up with meat pie. Run. Look at him. Run, my friend. The guy will run. Because we too, that's how they send us walking. One time they send me. I pocketed the money. I said, anything that will happen. You know that question, say, do you know me? Say no. Alright. So, it was just occurring to us. We almost did not manage it well. So we had to enter into another season again where you become war. You're now broke. But that's not the end of the story. There's no ugly guy. It's the blessing that will bring you out. Yes. It will shock you now. I don't want to give examples. No, I mean, I wanted to give some examples about certain things. You know, a few times I've jammed girls in my secondary school that were the fine girls in class. And I'm almost like, what happened to you? What changed? Sir, there's a system that the high and the low will have to pass through to get leverage. It's called grace. It's grace. Don't look down on anybody. When this hand pick people up, Are you following what I'm saying here? I didn't have the privilege of being born in a family. Follow God. You will give your child more than that family. Follow God. One thing is certain. The level of God's influence on your life will become so great, traveling out will not be an achievement. See, all you need to do is to have a responsibility that match. Don't pursue those things. Pursue the duty. Are you with me? Yeah. A responsibility that what? Match. When you have a responsibility that match up, is you are not at the level of take pictures, see where I am. That's for babies. This is a lifestyle. Are you with me? All you need to carry is the hand of God on your head. It doesn't matter who seems to have gone ahead of you. You are catching up. Meanwhile, the goal is not catching up. That's not the goal. The goal is living your life purposefully. Praise God. That's the goal. That's the goal. We will come back to this crowded plaza and laugh. We will. We will. I laugh. I said Crowden Plaza is the younger brother of Batis Plaza. If you know, you know. Is that there's something about those names, Plaza. Bogun Plaza, Emawo. That's a joke, all right? But we'll come back, look around, and remember. You see, I like to drive in a car with people who have once lived in a city, maybe that I'm in, then God lifted them. So I was with one of my mentors. I'm going to wrap up with this, okay? Then I'll give you this illustration, then something should break open in your heart. And he was telling me, he said, hotel Banjini here now. Banjiloni hotel here. Yes. Banjiloni. We had a new hotel around. I think my wife was there. Entered the place. Say, Banji, the guy came out with big stomach, with this thing. Not doing enough. When we're in Ife, and blah, blah. BC corner, BC one, London. This. Hey, that day comes. that everyone who are in your cycle have become so great, mightily established of the Lord. Oh, yes. One of my friends told me when he resumed the defense, the father drove him to, I think they wanted to buy some things. Then it took him to one of his friend's store who was around, just so that, then the friend also, a woman, the friend, also now had a girl who is also as old as the guy. And he said he was watching both of them gist, and they were laughing. Say, I pursued you that year. The man was telling me, mommy, I would have been to marry your mommy. I pursued her. Say, your mommy did not agree. Your mommy was skinny. They were laughing about it because they were both blessed. It was not a conversation of one regretting I should have. No. The boy was not asking me that. Something is tempting him to pursue the girl too. I said, what your father did not finish. Don't start, my friend. Praise God. Grace is the leverage. You may be starting a branch of a church in a city as the smallest, but just as the grain of mustard seed, the smallest amongst all grains, but when it springs forth, becomes a house for birds of different kinds, the tallest and the greatest of all trees. Say loud and clear, grace is my leverage.
Grace is my leverage.
Don't conclude about me yet. It is not over.
It's not over.
Amen. Now hear me. This morning I want to pronounce blessings on you. I want you. Amen. Now, no, stand everyone. Stand up. Let your heart be enlarged. Okay? Put your hands on your chest. Say, my heart be enlarged. Say it again, my heart be enlarged. Now, this is the rule. Anything you have not conceived in here, you can't receive. So it must become small. Okay? Yeah. It must. At that point, people will misunderstand you and like, you are at peace with all you are going through. Because the problem had reduced. It has become small. Conceive it first. Maybe for ministers, if anybody reminds me, I can teach you on the losses I made in ministry. Because I entered into a season my heart could not conceive. And I came back and I said it's not necessary. That sometimes the first exposure you have to a new level, you may lose the significance of the things there because you were not told that your heart must receive it. Are you following what I'm saying? Oh, yes. I remember the first time in ministry, I got a call from an American woman. I'm like, they called me from America. I don't know how you do it. He has been ministries in America for 3 years now. Saying, we want to bring you on a tour. We have followed you. I have one of my brothers on my neck say that next year we want you and Oropo to come. And then, what province, what environment is that in UK again? We want you guys, there's something your combination will do to this environment. We'll find the time. Let's draw the calendar for next year. And that is not a way to boast because what I'm doing is working. That's a story for another day. Let's leave that for another day. Okay? Let's leave that for another day. Because if you leave that thing to start pursuing those things, when you now enter the season where it should be relevant around the world, the relevance is for those who are built. Okay. Let's leave it. But I pronounce blessings. And I pronounce a new season.
Amen.
Let the light of God shine in your heart.
Amen.
Everything that stopped working, resume work.
Amen.
From today, go forward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now I'm going to pronounce the seven chord dimension of grace on your life. from today receive power.
Amen.
Be blessed with riches.
Amen.
Receive wisdom.
Amen.
Receive new strength.
Amen.
You are clothed with honor.
Amen.
You are decked with glory.
Amen.
And receive the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Good morning. Happy Sunday. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.